This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 59. Traffic is not an SEO metric, and what you should use as an SEO metric instead. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because a lot of people think that all of these things that aren't important are important. And they list all these metrics that don't matter when the only metric that matters for establishing the efficiency of an SEO campaign is SERPs. Okay? SERPs or SERP. S-E-R-P, search engine results pages. And in this episode, I'm going to explain why. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. All it means is, what position are you in for a specific keyword? Okay, are you position 2? Are you position 8? If someone searches for your keyword, what position are you in? Where are you? Where do you rank? That is the only thing that matters. Why? Because the purpose of SEO is to get websites to the top of the search engines. How do you determine that? By monitoring SERPs. Now, let's talk about how to monitor SERPs, and then we're going to talk about some problems with certain SERP tracking tools. And I'm not going to name them, but I'm going to tell you the things that you need to watch out for. And then we're going to go and we're going to talk about all the problems with things that are not SERPs. Okay. You need a SERP tracking tool. There are many, but I use one called SERPFox. SERPFox, S-E-R-P-F-O-X. I've talked about them before. There's a lot. You can use whatever SERP tracking tool you want. It doesn't matter to me. I've used SERPFox for over 10 years, though. They're pretty awesome. I like them. I don't know what else to tell you. They're pretty awesome. This isn't an endorsed review. I don't think they know that Grumpy SEO Guy podcast is a thing, but I've used them for over 10 years. They're great. SERPFox, check them out, or use a different one. It doesn't matter to me. Now, a SERP tracking tool will monitor your keywords for your website or whatever website you want every day, and it will produce a chart. So you can say, see, I was down here and now I'm up here. Or I was down here, now I'm up here, now I'm back down there. It will tell you where you are. It's kind of like a stock chart, okay? It shows you what the stock was doing every single day. SERP chart, it will show you where you rank every day for each individual keyword. I cannot stress this enough, and I'm probably going to talk more about this later, for each keyword. So each keyword that you're tracking has its own SERP chart. If you're tracking 10 keywords, you'll have 10 SERP charts, one for each keyword. If you're tracking 2 keywords, you'll have 2 SERP charts, one for each keyword. You do not want an average position for all your keywords. That is a worthless metric, but we'll talk about that more in a little bit, okay? SERP charts should track each individual keyword separately, okay, over time, once per day. I think there are some actually that do more than once per day, but I don't know. So you got your SERP charts. Okay, awesome. This is how you tell if you are running a good campaign or not. A good SEO campaign will be getting you to the top of the search engines. Look, I'm going to tell you part of the reason I'm making this episode. I got a message from somebody a couple months ago, and it said something like, hey, I really liked the fact when you said position 1 gets this percentage of the visitors and position 2 gets this percentage and that kind of stuff, and you should do an entire episode on that. Done. Here's your episode. I made a comment in another episode, and I said something along the lines of position 1 gets this percentage of the clicks, position 2 gets this percentage of the clicks. And look, depending on the researcher, okay, depending on where you get your information, the numbers are going to be a little different. So everything that I say in here is an approximation, okay? Generally speaking, the first position gets about 30% of the clicks, okay? So what does that mean? It means if there is a keyword that gets 10,000 monthly searches, okay, 10,000 monthly searches, and you are in position one, you will get approximately 30% of those or 3,000 visitors, okay? And there's numbers, it goes all the way down, and you can search for this if you want. And like I said, every site has its own numbers if they've done their own research, okay? But generally speaking, the first position is approximately 30%. Now, as I said, depending on the source, these numbers are always different, okay? But they're also always similar. So I'm gonna read you a few of them. According to one source, the first position gets about 40% of the clicks. The second position gets about 20% of the clicks. The third position gets about 10% of the clicks. The fourth position gets about 7% of the clicks. The fifth position gets about 5% of the clicks. The sixth position gets about 4% of the clicks. The seventh position gets about 3% of the clicks. The eighth position gets about 2% of the clicks. The ninth position gets about 2% of the clicks. And the 10th position gets about 2% of the clicks. Now, don't worry if you're in the bottom half of page one, because the next study is significantly more optimistic than that one. Okay, that's one. Here's another source. Another source says the first position gets about 20% of the clicks. The second position gets about 13% of the clicks. The third position gets about 13% of the clicks. The fourth position gets about 9% of the clicks. The fifth position gets about 9% of the clicks. The sixth position gets about 7% of the clicks. The seventh position gets about 8% of the clicks, which is a little bit odd that 7 would get more than 6. The 8th position gets about 7% of the clicks. The 9th position gets about 6% of the clicks. And the 10th position gets about 8% of the clicks. So I'm not sure who's right. And I've seen more studies and they all have different numbers, but they are all similar, okay? They are all similar. And I think it's pretty clear that the higher you rank, the more clicks you're going to get, whether that's 40% or 20% in the top position. The point is the top position is going to get a higher number of clicks than the second position, which is going to get a higher number of clicks than the third position, and so on. Except for this one study that said position 7 gets more than position 6. That's a little bit weird. Or I don't know, whatever, but they're so close. They're like, I don't know what to tell you about that. The point is, the higher you rank, the more visitors you get. So that means if there are 1,000 searches, okay, and you're in position 10, you will get about 20 visitors for that keyword, okay? Or according to the other research that I mentioned, if you're in position 10, you're going to get 8% or 80 visitors, okay? So the point is not whether you get 20 or 80 visitors if you're in the 10th position. The point is that higher rank gets more visitors. And listen, I'm not even going to name the sources because I don't want somebody to think that I'm promoting somebody. Like, go online and Google something like percentage of clicks based on SERPs or some derivative of that, okay? And you will get the studies that I'm talking about. And there's more. There's probably more. There's 10 results on the first page, even though I know they don't use pages anymore. And there's going to be 10 different results. But what you need to think about is, how does the top position get more visitors? It doesn't matter what percentage it tells you. The point is the top place gets more visitors. If it says 20% and another study says 40%, well, who cares? Because those are still the largest numbers you can get, okay? It doesn't matter if the top position is 40% or if the top position is 20%, okay? The correct number is probably somewhere in between those. I don't know. But the point is position one gets the most visitors, okay? Now, why am I telling you this? Traffic is a derivative of SERPs, okay? So this is extremely important to understand. And I'm also making this episode because a lot of people post on the SEO subreddit and sometimes in the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, which, by the way, you should visit it, Grumpy SEO Guy, the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, reddit.com/r/GrumpySEOGuy. Anyway, look, people will post a traffic chart, Okay, they will post a traffic chart and they will say, our visitors decreased. What's the problem? Okay, and then they post a traffic chart. Traffic charts don't really help with SEO. Okay, listen, there are problems that are not SEO that can cause your traffic to fall. For example, maybe the monthly searches decreased. If you had 1,000 monthly searches for a keyword, and then the following month there were only 400 for that same keyword, your traffic is going to go down even if you stay in the same position, okay? That's not an SEO problem, okay? That is not an SEO problem. Or maybe your paid search funds ran out. That could also cause a decrease in traffic, okay? Just because your traffic fell does not mean you have an SEO problem. And posting a traffic chart, okay, no SEO people are going to be able to help you immediately because a traffic chart doesn't mean anything. It means your traffic fell. There's lots of reasons your traffic can fall. Maybe you de-indexed your own website, okay? I don't know. Maybe you deleted a piece of content that was getting lots of I don't know. But decreased traffic charts don't imply that you have an SEO problem, okay? Now, it is very important to understand this. Traffic, as I said, is a derivative of SERPs. If you know monthly searches and you should know that, and you know SERPs and you should know that, you don't even need traffic, okay? Traffic is a function of SERPs and search volume, okay? It is calculated based on those two things. Traffic is not an SEO metric because it is a derivative of another SEO metric. Let me give you one more analogy. This won't be quite exact, but I think some of you might comprehend this. Okay, you know, with cars, what do people talk about with cars? Horsepower. But horsepower is not actually a real measurement. Horsepower is a function of torque and RPM. Okay, you measure the torque that an engine produces, you run it through a formula, and then it gives you horsepower. You don't need to know horsepower if you know torque and engine RPM, okay? So saying horsepower is cool because it makes cars sound awesome and people want to buy them, but ultimately it is a function of RPM and torque, okay? Same thing with visitors. Visitors is a function of monthly keyword searches and SERPs. Now, if somebody posts on a form and they say, my traffic fell, look, here's a picture of it, please help me, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to help you. That's gonna take a lot of time from me and a lot of money from you for me to look into that and see what the problems might be. Now, if you post a SERP chart and you say, hey, we were in position 1 and now we're in position 9, what do you think happened? Well, now maybe I can help you because I have the data that I need. I know where you were ranking, I know where you are ranking, and with a SERP chart, I can see when the change occurred, okay, and I can see how quickly it occurred, and I can see, did it go nice and easy? Was it a steady decline from 1 to position 9? Was it a bounce? Did it drop? Did it disappear in the process? And for those of you that are interested in this, I'm actually writing a book that's going to go into extreme detail on reading SERP charts, what they mean, and penalties, okay? So just, I guess, give me a little time because probably gonna take a while, but just FYI. Anyways, because actually, as far as I know, and I might not be correct about this. I Googled a couple things and I couldn't find anything. As far as I know, I am the only person in the world who has studied SERP patterns as they relate to penalties. So I'm hoping to share that information with people because it's very useful. One of the things that we do, for example, when we do an assessment, is we look at 2 or 3 weeks worth of SERP movement and use that in our assessment of what's going on, because how a keyword moves in the SERPs is suggestive of many things that may or may not be problems with the site. So if that topic sounds interesting to you, just look forward to a book that's going to be pretty cool coming out, I think. We'll see. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is traffic is a function of SERPs. Don't post traffic charts because they're not helpful. Like, people will tell you they're helpful, but those are probably the same people that think content is the reason you rank. So it's not helpful, okay? please start tracking your SERPs. If your SERPs are moving upwards, okay, if you were in position 40 a week ago and today you're in position 7, you're doing a good job. You're doing effective SEO, okay? That is the purpose of SEO. That is how you measure the results of SEO, okay? Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, traffic, the reason people want higher SERPs is because they want to get more traffic. Saying, oh, look, my traffic increased, does not mean that anyone did a good job at SEO. Maybe search volume increased and your position stayed the same, which would mean they're not doing decent SEO, because if your position is staying the same, you are not having positive SEO results. And the only way to check this is with a SERP tracker, okay? Now, let's talk about some of the problems that people sometimes get into when they're talking about SERPs. One of the things that I often see, and I think this one annoys me the most, but they are not to blame for dealing with this issue because people just don't know. That's what I'm telling you. Okay, some tools, I'm not going to name them, have a value called average position. Useless. Okay, let me tell you why it's useless. I'm gonna simplify this, but just bear with me. Let's say you're only tracking two keywords, okay? Let's say one of those keywords is in position 1. Yay! And the other one is in position 20. Okay? Now, if you are using a tool that gives you average SERP position, it will tell you that your average position is 10. Now, that immediately doesn't sound so bad. Well, position 10, that's not really that bad. I mean, that's at the bottom of the first page. You know, I know there aren't pages anymore, but you understand my point. That's not too bad. Well, it might be terrible. Let me tell you why. Let's say that keyword that's position 1, okay, gets 100 searches per month, okay? So you're in position 1 and you're going to get 30 visitors from that keyword, okay? And the position 20 keyword, okay, gets 10,000 searches per month, but you're in position 20, so you don't get any of those. Well, you're basically looking at 10,300 monthly searches, and you think that you're in position 10, but you're an average of position 10. You're in position 1 for a keyword that gets very few searches, and position 20 for a keyword that gets a lot of searches. That 10 is useless information, but it's not their fault for thinking that, because quite frequently, average is a superb metric for things, but not for SERPs. Okay, so there's that. Now, let's talk about the next problem. Do not use a SERP tracker that does not give you information each day. There are some SERP trackers that will tell you your rank now, and 1 day ago, and 3 days ago, and 7 days ago, and a month ago, or something like that. It might not be like specifically that, but it's something like that. That is worthless information. Okay, it's not completely worthless, but it's quite bad. Okay, because look, what you want is to be able to see where were you compared to any other day in the past. And by the way, it should be a chart, okay? It should be a chart, not a table. It should be a chart with a line. Some of these SERP tracking tools, they present the data as a table with numbers in it. That's cool, but you can learn at a much higher speed from the data when it's presented as a chart, okay? That's why when you're looking at stock data, for example, nobody looks at a table that has the closing price for every day for the last month. How annoying would that be? You see a stock chart and you immediately know what you're looking at. Same thing with SERP charts. You want to see a chart with a line on it, okay, that shows the position of every day for the last however long you want to see it since you started tracking it, obviously. So that's what you need, because you want to be able to look at where was it relative to any day ago? How quickly is it changing? Is it changing in a straight line? Are you slowly increasing every couple of days? Are you position 10 and then in a few days you're position 8 and then in a few days you're position 7 and so on? Or is it bouncing? Did you drop 20 positions today and then the day before you were 20 positions higher and then the day before that you were 20 positions lower and so on? You can tell a lot of things from looking at a SERP chart, like what is normal movement and what is abnormal movement, okay? And these are things that I'm going to talk more about in the book, that I just previously talked about. So anyways, that's why you need a chart. And the chart needs to be configurable for whatever date you want to see, because you don't want to be like, I wonder where I was on this particular date, but oh, this program that I'm using only tells me 30 days ago, but not 15 days ago, and I need the number from 15 days ago. No, you need a line. If your SERP tracking tool is not giving you a line chart, get a different SERP tracking tool. You can use SERPFox. It's free for the first 10 keywords. They're awesome, but there are others. Just make sure that it presents a line and it's not a weird table, and make sure that you have data for every day, not certain days. So there's another point that I want to make here, which I'm going to tell you right now. Also, keep an eye on monthly search volume, okay? Like, because if monthly search volume goes down, you know, then the traffic's going to go down, even if you're still doing a good job with SEO. Just FYI. And if monthly search volume goes up and the traffic goes up, don't misunderstand that in your mind as thinking that, like, it was an SEO thing, okay? Because it's not. Why? Because traffic is a function of SERPs and monthly searches. So if monthly searches go up, traffic is going to go up despite you staying in the same position, okay? Because that's how it works. I'm just telling you this so you get it. And those of you that are buying SEO, because some of my listeners are SEO people, okay? And some of my listeners are SEO buyers who have their own business and are frustrated at the fact that they can't rank and every SEO agency they hire doesn't know what they're talking about. And then they listen to Grumpy SEO Guy and they send me emails and say, thank you for finally explaining it to me. I get it now. And then I feel good. So look, I just do it for the thanks, you guys, but also support me on Patreon. Anyways, look, if you are an SEO buyer, if you don't care about doing SEO yourself, but you want SEO done for you, I just want you to understand it is really all about your SERP position and your monthly search volume. And I hope this episode explained it, okay? Don't hire an SEO agency thinking, oh, I'm gonna get more traffic. The purpose of SEO is more traffic. No, because it's not. The purpose of SEO is to raise your position when people search for a certain keyword, okay? That will bring about more traffic, but that is not the purpose of SEO, okay? Just if you, honestly, if you can understand that, it will make all of your negotiations and dealings with SEO agencies and consultants go much better, because you'll understand. That's my advice. It doesn't matter. But listen, just understand that's how it works, okay? SEO is about getting to the top of the search engines. That's it. When you're at the top of the search engines, you will probably get more traffic, provided monthly search volume stays the same, okay? Now, a related topic that I'm not going to talk about, but I'm going to say this once, is this. Sometimes monthly search volume changes across the year, okay? So it is entirely possible, listen, it is entirely possible, I'm just making up months right now, okay? That in April, you're in position 7, and then in May, you're in position 3, but you get less traffic because the search volume changed. Okay, that doesn't mean your SEO agency is doing a bad job. They're doing a good job because they increased your rankings. Okay, it just means monthly search volume and SERPs are how you calculate traffic. Okay, just if you literally understand that, you probably know more than most of the people you're going to talk to. And it is my desire for this episode to be helpful. So please let me know if it was. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about a review of episodes 42 through 59.